many years we've had a real problem with wheelchair access on the island. In the past, we've had sort of intermittent help from local organisations who have had boats that can carry wheelchairs, and they've been able to come over to the island and bring people. But unfortunately, because of changes in types of boats and because of adjustments to our pier and slipway, it ceased to become possible. And we've tried really hard for the last few years to find a solution for it. Now, it seemed really, in the end, the only possible way of doing it was to buy our own boat and take control of the whole issue ourselves. But boats are extremely expensive, and the National Trust is a charity. And to find the resources to buy a you know, incredibly expensive boat has taken quite a long time. And it was funded in the end by Coast 2015. This is the Neptune Fund, which provides money for coastal properties.
Just tell me a little bit about, you know, why it's so important that everyone of all age and, you know, ability should be able to come over and sample the delights of Brownsea Island.
Well, I mean, it just seems obvious, really, that we want to be able to invite everybody over to the island. The National Trust has a policy of equal access for everybody. And like I said, it's been incredibly frustrating that we haven't been able to find a way of doing this before. We've now bought this boat, the landing craft, the Brownsea Seahorse, and it means we can offer a service ourselves to go over to the mainland and pick people up and bring them to the island. And then we've already got the island ready for this. People, if they can get out of their wheelchair and get onto one of the boats, they're already able to come over on the public boats. But this is the distinction is this is for people who actually can't get out of their wheelchairs at all. So the island itself is fully accessible already. It's just getting here is the problem.
So would you have to sort of book this boat in particular, or will it just be constantly available?
It will. We have to look at the tides. It's very much dependent on the tides. It'll probably be about possibly 2 or 3 days a week, depending going through the season that we can advertise the fact that people can book it. And then obviously it's also going to be very weather dependent. It's a very flat-bottomed boat, and it won't like rough weather, so tide and weather dependent, but apart from that, we'll be able to offer the trip over here.
And just obviously for our benefit, obviously you're launching it today. What sort of things nature-wise can they see at this sort of time of year?
This time of year for us, the red squirrels are the big thing. It's September, October is when the squirrels are out and about collecting food for the winter and storing it away. So we run red squirrel walks on the island. People can come over and have a look at them and almost guarantee people to see them.